Hi guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I'm going to talk about leeway. I just don't have any room in my life anymore to give anyone leeway. You know, I'm just not going to give you any, you know, I'm not going to give you any room to do anything that is outside of the boundaries that I've set up. You know, once you get to a place where, you know, you've been betrayed, you've been, you know, just people just don't have good intentions for you. They just do things that are outside of normal, you know, what you would do to your friends or your person, whatever. I'm just to the point in life where I'm just like, I don't have any leeway for anyone. I really don't. Like, I'm to a place now where I have boundaries set up, and the boundaries are not rules specifically where it's like you have to do this, that, or the third to be in my life. But if you want to call them rules, at this point, I don't really care what people call them. All I'm saying is I have a set of boundaries now where I know the kind of people that I want in my life. I know the kind of people that I want around me to share my life with, to go through this life with. And if I have a set of boundaries, like there's something that you do and I tell you that it's hurting me or that I don't want you to do it and you do it again, like it's over, it's done. And this is not just in romantic relationships. This is friendships. This is coworkers. It's whoever. Like I'm not giving any leeway. I'm not giving any second chances, third chances, fourth chances. I'm just not. What I'm going to do is protect myself. Because you will find in this world that you go through life protecting other people, taking care of them, nurturing them, you know, lifting them up, doing whatever you can. And sometimes these are the very people who are behind your back saying negative things, doing negative things, you know, sending you negative energy, not wanting you to succeed, not wanting you to be successful, all of these things. And not even just that, but I feel like this, if I'm around someone and I tell them that something they're doing is hurting me and that I don't like it or, you know, don't do it again. Even if it's not hurting me, if it's something I just don't like it just doesn't, you know, it's not something I would do, you know, and I tell you that and then you do it again. Why would I want to be around a person like that? I mean, really sit and think about that. Like, you know, we're so quick to give second chances or say, oh, well, you know, they did it, but I'm going to, you know, anybody can make a mistake. You know, I'm going to give them another chance. But if you really sit and think about that, just think. I was looking at this show earlier today and, you know, there were two characters and one of the character said, you know, I don't have a choice. Like they felt like they were backed into a corner. And the other person, before they walked out, they turned around and looked at the person and they said, you always have a choice. And that is so true. It's so true. Everything in life is about a choice. You really, truly do. Everything that you do and everything that other people do, you see, you have to understand that really people honestly make a conscious choice to do the things that they do. Now, you're going to get excuses. You're going to get, I didn't know and it just happened, or, you know, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. But they made the conscious choice to do it the first time. You have to understand that. And that's just the truth. You know, and I get people may say, well, they were under the influence of whatever and this and that. But at the same time, regardless, you can still stop yourself if it's not something that you want to do. Like, and I'm not talking about anything where you have no choice. You know, this is all free will and choice. You have the option to not do things. So just think about that. Whether it is infidelity or whatever it is, a person has an option to stop themselves in that moment to say, I could do this. I probably want to do this. I might like this. It's probably going to be great. But you always have that but. Is this going to hurt the person that I'm with? Is this something that I'm going to have to try to live with? Am I going to feel bad about this? I mean, you always have the option in that moment for that but. And so you got to realize that. And it's the same thing with betrayal, whether it's like from your friends or whoever. You know, if one of your friends, they betray you or do something that's just not, you know, you notice that all of the time when you talk to them, you know, they're being mean, snippy, making these little comments, all of these things, if they're doing things that don't make you feel good when you're around them, they know what they're doing. See, we got to get out of this habit of just making excuses for people. We do that. We do. Because you want to believe the good in people. And I get that. Because we all do. You want to believe, you know, that's not really who they are. They're just not. But, you know, you have to come to that realization. And you guys all know, especially the ones who've been listening to my podcast, you know that that situation happened to me as far as with someone that I really, really trusted, liked a lot, really kind of considered them a mentor and everything. But it got to a point where I just could not keep overlooking the comments, the snide remarks, the way that they were treating me. Because one day I just got to a point where I was like, okay, hold up. No, this is not working for me. Like, I don't have to talk to you. Like, I don't care how much I like you, respect you, or whatever. Because if they are not giving you those same things back, then you have the right to say no. And I literally cut that person out of my life. And I don't have any regrets because of the fact that it just got to a point where sometimes in life, you're going to have to choose yourself. No matter how much it hurts, no matter how much you don't want to let people go, whether it's friends, relationships, whatever, family, you have got to choose yourself sometimes. You do. Now, see, we've been taught that that's so selfish. Oh, if you just think about yourself, it's selfish. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, there's a way to do anything. If you are the type of person who only thinks of self and doesn't care about hurting other people, that's different. But that's not what I'm talking about. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. See, there's a difference. Now, thinking only of yourself, that's being selfish, where you only care about yourself. You don't care about anyone else. Blah, blah, blah. We're not talking about that though. But taking care of yourself will never be selfish. And honestly, that's how a lot of us get hurt so much. You stay in these relationships because you know how you are. You know what kind of person you are. You know what kind of energy you give out to the world. And you just want to believe that everyone else is like that too. You do. Or you want to feel like, well, I don't want to be harsh with people. I want to give people another chance and another chance. And you guys also know my stance on second chances. You know, I have an episode on that. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen. You know, all of this, people deserve second chances. People don't really deserve. I mean, they can earn. It's up to you. But truthfully, I don't have to give you another chance to hurt me. Like, if we're in a relationship and you choose to go cheat and commit, you know, infidelity, whatever, and then you come back and ask me for another chance, I don't have to give you that. I don't. And people can say all they want. Oh, they're so in love with you. They're so sorry. You know, everybody deserves a second chance. Give them a second chance. I don't have to do that. And I want people to hear that, whether it's friend, romantic partner, whoever. You do not have to give people another chance. It's up to you. And if you want to, that's fine. I'm not saying that you don't have to. What I am saying is that do what's best for you, though. Like, if you just feel like, no, they hurt you, that's it for me. The fact that you were willing to do that tells me who you are as a person, and I don't want to be involved with that. And so you have a right to be like, one and done, you know? And I think you may have to start getting that way, because it's like, the more you give people chances, the more they take advantage. And it's the truth. And honestly, sometimes when you continuously give people second chances, they're going to take that, because you didn't do it the first time, because you didn't walk away from them the first time. They're like, you know, sometimes it actually gives people ideas or puts things in their heads like, oh, this person is okay with me doing this. Like, I did it one time and they didn't leave. So let me try it again and see if they're going to leave. But of course, they're going to come back, and I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, and I'm sorry. So all I'm saying is that there's just no leeway for me. I don't have any more leeway to give people. I don't. Like, I'm done with that. And that is not to sound harsh or cold or anything, but I'm going to tell you that that is how I'm choosing to live my life. And I'm very proud of that, because see, I've gotten to a place in my life where I am protecting myself. I am taking care of myself, and I know the kind of people and energy that I want around me. Because people who love you, see, this is what's, you know, this is so easy and so simple. And we get it so twisted and so, it's crazy, it's toxic, it's all these definitions of what love is. And it's the simplest definition. There's no, you know, love is just simple. It's easy. That's what's so ironic about it, because we have all of these definitions on, you know, and people think like, no, well, you got to struggle. All relationships are going to go through this, that, and the third. There's a difference. Relationships are going to go through challenges. That's what you call them. But cheating and infidelity and abuse and all of these different things are not struggles. That's abuse. That's different. And people will try to tell you, oh no, relationships just go through this. This is a part. Let me tell you something. When you are in a real relationship and there is real love and real trust and real respect, yes, you're going to have differences of opinions. You're going to have, you know, minor arguments, whatever. But it's always going to be done with respect. It's always going to be done with love. You're going to discuss things and you're going to move on. You're not going to hold all of this hatred and bitterness, and you're not going to be trying to one-up each other. You know, you're not going to be playing all of these games, whether they're mind games, whatever kind of games they are. You're not going to be doing any of that. You know what I mean? And so we just got to redefine this. You know, you got to get back to the basics of what love really is. And I've told many people many times that if you don't know what love is, please read the Bible. Read the Bible. 1 Corinthians. I mean, just, and love truly is all of those things. It really is. And it's very simple. You just basically treat people the way that you want to be treated. It's not hard. It is not hard. That encompasses everything. Love is about treating people the way that you want to be treated. And so many people don't feel that and don't do that. People think love is about control. Love is about power. Love is about, you know, games and just all of the trickery and all of these things. And it's not. And I will tell you, you know, all of this, no, that's just how relationships are. You're just going to go through things. Nothing's perfect. No, nothing is perfect. But some of the things that people are dealing with in relationships is just crazy. It's things that you should never be dealing with. It's things that you should never be putting up with. You deserve to be respected and valued and loved. And if the people in your life, and I don't care if they're family, friends, romantic, whatever it is, if they're not doing that, they don't belong in your life. And that's just the truth. Because you deserve that. And especially if that's the kind of person you are. Why should you be showing everyone love and taking care of everybody else and supporting them when no one shows you that? Do you know how draining mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally draining that can be on a person? You just weigh yourself down because you are never receiving the love that you are giving to other people. Your cup is never being filled. And meanwhile, you are just here, just filling everyone's cup up. Oh, you need this? I'm here. You need that? I'm here. This happened to you? Let me help. This. Now, don't get me wrong. You are absolutely here to help other people. I'm all for helping, but you are not here to be taken advantage of. And there is a difference. Stop overextending. Stop overcaring. Stop oversharing. Stop overloving. Because you can do that, believe it or not. You can. And overloving is just where you are giving so much love to people and you're receiving nothing in return. But I get it. A lot of things are from the trauma that we have sustained when we were younger. I get it. But you got to find a way to work through that. You have to. Because I will tell you, if you don't, you will allow people to just, they just, I mean, you'll be a shell of yourself. And I don't want that for anyone. So if you have to start having these boundaries, then do that. You know, I'm to the point now where I'm not going to have conversations with people that I don't want to have. You know, I've never been one for fakeness anyway. I mean, I just haven't. I like realness. I like people to be real. You know, let's have a real conversation. Not all of this fluff, this crazy stuff. And I don't know if you noticed, but sometimes it really, there's people that you can, people don't know how to have conversations. They really don't. I mean, now this is the difference. See, people are going to be like, if you're talking to somebody and all they do is complain, that's not a conversation. Like, I don't want to talk to you, and every time I talk to you, it is about a problem or something you want to complain about. I don't want to hear it. And honestly, that is the only way that some people can talk to you. They can only talk to you if you guys are talking about something that is stressful, something that's going on in the world, politics, the economy, their job, their coworkers. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But it's always negative and just, it's always, it gets both of you riled up and you're like, oh, I know, and blah, 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 and blah. And you're just going back and forth, feeding it. And you're just, and you leave the conversation and you're just drained. Like, let's have other conversations. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about you. What's going on with you? What's going on with your life? What are you doing right now? What is, you know, I don't, something, anything, just something that's not drama filled. So there's a difference. People say, no, you can have conversations. No, that's not the same thing. That's just talking. That's just gossiping. That's just, you know what I'm saying? That's not having a conversation. I miss real conversations with people. And I don't know if you notice this, but when you have a real conversation or you're trying to, people are so uninterested. They don't want to talk about that. They're immediately going to jump back to something negative, or they're going to want to leave, or they're going to want to cut their conversation short. I'm just saying, because unless you're full of drama, people don't want to be around you. But you know what? Hey, that's fine for me. I don't care. I really don't. Because guess what? I don't want to be around you either. I don't have time for it anymore. I just don't. Like, my space is so sacred to me right now. Like, I can't even tell you, for real. I don't even want to deal with it. And I have no problem not being around it. I have no problem. And I'm not saying that you have to be in hermit mode all the time and isolation. But I will say this. If you feel better, though, you know, in your own space than being around other people, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that either. Like, you are allowed to feel good in your own space. And if being around people, you know, makes you feel stressed or whatever, or you can't really relax and be yourself, then you don't have to be in spaces that you don't want to be in. And you don't have to talk to people that you don't want to talk to. And just like on the weekends and things like that, you know, learn how to turn your phone off and not get on your phone and not watch television. You know, get outside or go do something fun, go somewhere you never been, or get in the car and just go for a ride, you know, with your windows down, your radio up, something so that you can just connect again, you know, with the universe, with the world, with the planet, with, you know, do something like that. But don't give people leeway. Don't give them leeway. If you're in my life and I tell you something offends me, hurts me, or whatever, and you choose to do it again, then that's it. I'm serious. I'm just not going to be like, oh, well, maybe this. There's no, oh, well, maybe anything. It's just like he said, everything is a choice. You always have a choice. You do. You have a choice in the decisions that you make. And too many people, they make these choices, but then they don't want to live with the consequences. But you have to, because that's a part of life too. When you make these decisions and you hurt people who love and care for you, and then they don't want to have anything else to do with you, you cannot get upset and angry. And so many people do. And it just blows my mind. Like, how are you angry that a person said, okay, I see how you move. I see how you are. I see the things that you do. This is what you do. And I don't want to be around that anymore. Like, I really thought you were a different person, but you're not. This is who you are. So I'm just going to go this way. Like, we're done. And then the person will get upset and angry and start all of the, you know, meanness and nastiness and saying things like, but how in your mind do you rationalize hurting someone and then thinking that they still need to be around you or talk to you or whatever it is that you think that they should do? No one has to have you in their life if you hurt them. They are entitled not to want to have anything to do with you. They absolutely are. And I don't know how you would think anything different. But people do. But I'm telling you, you don't have to give people leeway. We're not doing that anymore. I'm not giving you any room. None. Because I don't have to. I mean, why do I have to put up with that? And you need to ask yourself that. And the most important thing is to, even when you start feeling sad or bad, that you have to cut people out, because you are, you're going to feel bad sometimes. But you got to think to yourself, but look at what they did. And is this truly the type of person that I want in my life? Is this really truly the type of person that I want around me? You have to start thinking like that. And I think once you think from that side of it, that angle, then you're able to process and say, no, actually, I don't, because look at what they did. See, a lot of times we're just thinking, I like the person. I don't want to be without them. But you're coming from your side, the good side, the loving, the caring side. And you got to understand that they don't have that side, or at least they didn't show it to you. They might show it to someone else or give it to other people, but they didn't give it to you. They betrayed you. They hurt you. They backstabbed you. They cheated on you. They lied about you. And that's another thing. They'll go and they will just badmouth you and make it seem like everything's your fault. And, oh, I don't know why this person isn't speaking to me anymore. And they think they're this and they think they're that. And they're this person. I mean, they're just going to dog you out to people. They are going to just put you down and say all kinds of negative things. And let me tell you something. That is another thing. Please pay attention to that. Because if they say that when they're angry with you, it's what they thought of you. And that's another thing. I'm telling you, watch what people say when they're mad at you, because you can still be angry with people and disagree with people. And it does not mean that you have to go and put them down and trash them to other people. Because think about it. How many times have you been angry at someone or someone's done something to you? Did you go and trash them to other people? A lot of times you don't, because you're protecting them. You don't even have to. They've done you wrong, and you could go tell your side of the story, and you could trash them and bash them and tell all kinds of stuff about them, and you don't do it. So please pay attention. If they go and they say all of these things about you, that's how they felt about you. See, I'm going to pay attention to that, because I'm going to say, okay, well, if all that came up and all that came out, then that must have been how you were truly feeling. You must have been feeling that way all along. Because this is the thing. If you claim that you love someone, and even when you have a disagreement, or even if y'all were to split up or whatever, you don't have to go and trash the other person. And a lot of people will do that. They will say all kinds of things about their exes and just dog them and trash them and say everything under the sun. But I will tell you, if you get involved with someone like that and they're always talking about their ex or bashing them, you better be careful. That's really not a person you want to get involved with, because that person, that means that that person is not taking any responsibility for anything that they did in the relationship. And they want to make it seem like everything was their ex's fault. But not only that, if they will do that to that person, that should tell you that they will do it to you if something happens between you guys. See, people are so caught up in, ooh, I got your man, or I got your person, and I got this, that they are not seeing any of those red flags. They are completely thinking, oh, well, it'll be different with me. It'll be different with me and this, that, and the third. And I'm not trying to say that it can't be different with someone, but I will tell you one thing. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck. And so if they're doing all of this stuff, I don't see miraculously that they're going to change all of a sudden and become a better person for you. And again, I'm not trying to say, because people change for who they want to change for. That's not what I'm saying. But you can best believe that if they sit here and do all of these things to another person, it's just like someone who cheats on you. The next person always thinks like, oh, this, that, and the third. Trust me. If he was cheating with you, he will cheat on you, or she, whoever. I'm not trying to be sexist, you know, or whatever. They will cheat. So stop looking at it like you're sitting here and you're letting them just talk about their ex and dog their ex. And first of all, I don't even want to hear all of that. If I'm trying to get to know you, or we're trying to get in a space where we're trying to date or whatever it may be, I don't want to hear you. Now, I know people will discuss their past a little bit. That's different. You just say, I was in a relationship. It didn't work out. We've moved on. Simple. Keep it simple and keep it moving. You don't have to sit there and give this whole, well, they did this and they did this and blah, 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 and blah, 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 you know, and you're just going over all of these things and you're just calling them all kinds of names and saying, oh, they were crazy. And they were this, because 9 times out of 10, when somebody's saying that someone was crazy, we all know what that's code for. That means I actually did a whole bunch of crap and drove them crazy, or tried to make them think they were crazy. They really weren't crazy. They were on to me and everything that I was doing, but I'm going to tell everybody that they were crazy. You know what I mean? And like I said, you know, I've seen this meme that says people will notice your change in attitude towards them, but they won't notice their actions that made you change. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't pretend like you don't know why someone's not loving and caring and, you know, all up under you and just wanting to be with you and all of the things they were in the beginning. You've put them through so much. Of course, a person's going to change. Of course, it's not going to be the same. So don't sit and think, oh, he's talking about his ex. And so many people do that. And then they start having an issue with the ex, which I will never understand. How do you have an issue with someone you don't even know? And sometimes you do know, which is messed up, because if they start talking to someone or dating or whatever, someone that you know, that tells you a lot about who they are as well. Why would someone start dating? Why would your ex start dating someone in your family or your friend or someone you know to hurt you? And then that tells you what, that's an even bigger douchebag. I mean, I'm sorry. It just is. That's a person that just doesn't even deserve any kind of anything from you, if a person would even go to do that. But sometimes you don't even know the person. You don't know these people, and you let this person come and tell you all of these things about this person. And then you start to not like the person and having all these, and they go and they stalk people's pages or do different things, start saying things about people. You don't even know them. Like, what are you doing? You're basing something on what they are coming to tell you. Don't you understand, though, that as soon as your relationship with this person fizzles out and they do the same thing to you, they're going to do that to you. You're going to be on that receiving end of she's crazy or he's crazy. You got to wake up. You got to wake up and you got to see this stuff for what it is. Really, it's just time to wake up. You got to wake up. Seriously. You cannot. You got to see it for what it is. That's all I'm saying. You really do. You got to see life and you got to see people for who they really are. You have to take these blinders off. You got to take the rose-colored glasses off. I don't care what you want, what you believe, what you hope. You got to go by what is. And whatever they are showing you, that's what is. Because what you're going to do is just hurt yourself further and further and further. The more that you just keep saying, oh, I'm going to give them all of this leeway. I know they did it once, but they said they're sorry. I know they did it twice, but they promised it wasn't going to happen again. Okay, I know it's the third time, but they said this is really the last time this time. Okay, I know it happened again, but they said they were drunk. Okay, I know it happened again. You see what I'm saying? Now you're up to 5, 6, 7. You're up to all of these chances that you were giving this person. And I will tell you something else that I have come to the conclusion of, and it is a fact. When a person ghosts you or leaves you and they go and date someone else and they come back, it's not really necessarily because they love you. People want to see if you're available. They want to see if you're still gullible. They want to see if they can still take advantage of you. And something else I realized too, haven't you ever been in a relationship with someone and they're doing things, whether it's cheating or whatever, and you say, well, why don't you just, so you just decide you're done, right? So you're like, well, just go be free. I don't want to be with you. If you want to do all that, go and be single. Why don't you want to be single? And the person's all like, no, no, no. I mean, they're just pleading and saying they want to stay in the relationship and they love you and they don't want to go and this, that, and the third. So you take them back and then they continue to do the same thing. But you know what it is? This is what it is. All that begging and pleading and saying that they love you, it's not true. That's not what they want. And the reason that they don't want to do it when they're single, because seriously, doesn't that make sense? Why don't you just stay single and then you can do whatever you want to? Why do you want to be in a relationship with someone and cheat on them? You know why? I'm going to give you the answer. The answer is because they're not done with you. And that is the truth. They're like, no, I'm not done with you. I want to hurt you some more. I want to damage you some more. I want to see what I can. Some people literally want to destroy you. And I know that's hard to hear. And I know you don't want to believe it, especially about someone that you love. No one wants to hear that. No one. Of course you don't. You want to believe that that person loves you as much as you love them. But this is how you know what I'm saying is the truth. If you take them back and they do the same thing again, if it was infidelity and you find out and you say, I'm done, I'm leaving, I don't want you anymore, you go be single, I'm tired of you doing this crap, and they are just begging and pleading and I'm sorry and please take me back and I could do better and I'll change, and let me tell you, if you take them back and they go back to their old ways and they start cheating on you and doing all of those things again, that is not love. They don't love you. They want to break you. They want to destroy you. And a lot of times it's because they do see something in you. They see how strong you are, how confident you are, how loving you are, how kind you are. And because they're not that person. And I know you don't want to believe that there are people in this world like this, but it is. There are. People can be, they're on something else. They are. I don't even know what to say. I'm not going to say. They're just people who don't live, that they don't have the best intentions for people. And so for them, they get off on hurting you. See, because being single is not going to be fun. If I'm single, I'm not cheating on anyone. I'm not getting that high. I'm not breaking you down. I'm not hurting you. And I hate to say this, but it's so true. Their goal is to destroy you and hurt you. Because don't you think that a person who really, truly loves you, if they do something to betray you and you say you're done, and they beg and plead for you to take them back and they will never do it again, a person who really loves you will never do that again. I'm telling you. So you've got to understand that every time you take this person back, the reason that they're begging and pleading is because they're not done with you. They want to break you. They want to destroy you. They're trying to hurt you. And you've got to get out of that. That's why you don't keep giving people 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 chances, because they're going to get you. They want to get you to the point where you just break, where you're done. And how many people have fell victim to that? We've all been there. We've all been there. You love someone so much that you just trust when they say, I won't do it again, and I love you, and I'll do right, and I'll this, and I'll that. You want to believe because you love them so much, so you take them back, and they go do the same things over and over because it's never made sense to me. It's never made sense to me. You know, you constantly keep telling people, you can stay single. Why don't you want to be single? Be single. Then you can date who you want. You can do what you want. You're not hurting anyone. If you tell people, look, I'm single. I'm just dating. I'm not interested in a long-term relationship, whatever. But when you are in a committed relationship with somebody and you are constantly cheating, and not just cheating, as I've said before too, some people are in other relationships with people, whole relationships that you don't even know about. They got a whole other relationship on the other side of town or in some other state or city that you don't even know about. So the thing about it is, though, see, that's that high. There are some people, they like the deception, the lies, the cheating. It's fun. It excites them. It's I'm getting away with something. There are just some people who live in that space, and you have to understand that. And the sooner you take those blinders off and understand that, because not everyone's you. They're not. Not everyone has the same heart as you. We've all seen that meme too. We know, and it's true. Everyone doesn't think the way that you do. There are some people who literally like to cause people pain. They do. It's what gets them off. But again, we all know that what goes around comes around. So there's nothing that you have to do. You know, there's nothing that you have to do. You have to let people do what they're going to do and be who they're going to be. You know, one of my favorite sayings is to let people do what they want to do so you can see what they'd rather do. That's why you don't run after people. It's why you don't chase. Let them go and let them see. Because if they want to be with you, that's where they'll be. Anytime you sit back and you say, okay, I'm going to let this person just be. If they don't come to you, if they're not trying to spend time with you, if they're not trying to make it work with you, then you're not what they want. If they are somewhere else in someone else's face, hanging out with them, being with them, whatever, then that's obviously what they want. So let people do what they want to do so you can see what they'd rather do. But if you're the one that's always chasing, always calling, always let's get together, always making plans, always this, that, and the third, you can't see anything because, you know, you're always chasing. And for whatever reason, the role seems to be reversed right now, you know, and I get, you know, all of these roles can be, I know people are like, well, we don't have to go by traditional roles and things, but, you know, I'm just an old school type of girl, you know, all of this chasing. I'm not chasing people. Either you want to be with me or you don't, but I'm not chasing you down. I'm just not. Sorry, that's not me. If you want someone like that, then you're going to have to find someone else because it's not me. Stop doing that. Stop chasing people. Stop running. That's actually what they want. And I will tell you something. The more you chase them, the further they're going to run. They're going to just keep running because it becomes a game. People like that. You have to understand. The more you do that, the more they're going to run because it's feeding their ego. People like that living in their ego. But what do you look like chasing someone? Don't chase people. Because the person who really wants to see you, they're going to make time for you. They're going to show you. They're going to be there. They're going to show up for you. If people are off doing something else all of the time and they don't have time for you, they don't want to be with you. They don't. It's just the truth. And I know that's hard to accept sometimes, but it's the truth. But I will tell you, you will be better off accepting all of these things and saving yourself a well of hurt. You know, just don't feel like other people are more important than you. You know what I mean? You're chasing after someone. You're putting them before yourself. You're loving them more than you're loving yourself. That's why people say self-love. You have to love yourself because truthfully, when you start learning how to love yourself, there's just certain things you're going to put up with and that you won't. And that's just a fact. I don't care who believes it or not. Because see, this is the thing. When you love yourself, there's just certain things for sure that you're just not going to put up with. You just won't do it. And you've got to get to that point. Because until then, you're going to accept anything. You're going to put up with anything. You're going to let people do whatever. All because you want them to love you. All because you want them to love you. But you know, loving yourself is attractive. Because when people can see that you do, and that they can't just do whatever they want to you, and that you stand in your power and in your light and in your confidence, that is very attractive. It draws people in. And I'll tell you, it draws the right kind of people in. See, it helps you to stop drawing in the wrong kind of people. See, you draw these people in. Like, you know, there's this saying as well that, you know, when you don't love yourself, you're always going to attract people who don't love you either. And that saying is so true. When you don't love yourself, you're just going to attract people who don't love you either. Because they can see that. They can feel that. But when you love yourself and you know who you are, you're also going to attract people that way too. You're going to attract other people who love you because you love yourself. And I just want people to get that because that's what life is. Life is about love. But the first one, you got to start with loving yourself though before you try to give it out to everybody else too. I mean, love God, of course, that's first or whatever you believe in. But make sure that you love yourself because without that, seriously, people are going to be able to take advantage of you. They are going to drag you. They are going to drain you. They are just going to exhaust you. They are going to destroy you. I mean, really. And when I say that, people think that's a joke. It's really not a joke. People have people, they destroy them. They have no self-confidence, no self-esteem, no self-love, and they are just broken. Like, well, they just don't even want to, they can't do anything. They can't function. They don't want to do anything because they're just so sad and depressed and broken down. And I think to do those types of things to people is just one of the cruelest things in the world. It is. I don't care who you are. If you're the type of person who goes around and enjoys hurting other people or thinking that trying not to take responsibility for the things that you do, you don't get away with it. I don't care if you think you do. You never get away with stuff like that. If you're the type of person that you sit back and you enjoy using people and taking advantage of them, because I've said many times, I think one of the worst things in life that you can do is take advantage of someone who really, truly loves you. Because you are using the most important thing in this world to abuse someone. You're taking the love that they have for you and you are using it against them. When people know that you love them or that you want them, whatever you want to call it, people will take that. And that is their power. That is their control. Oh, this person loves me. This person wants me. Let's just see what they'll do for my love. Let's see how far I can go. Let's see how much they love me. And that's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. They're going to screw up. They're going to do all kinds of things. They're going to cheat on you. They're going to do all kinds of things. And then they're going to go back and say, let me see, because this is how I can pull them back in. Well, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. And if you would just give me another chance, I can do right. And it's all an act. It's all an act. None of it's real. It's an illusion. They're trying to keep you cloudy. They're trying to keep your mind cloudy and confused. And in your mind, you're like, oh, they're back and they're talking about how much they love me and they're going to do right. And so I'm going to forgive them and I'm going to take them back. And it's going to be good for like a week or two, maybe a month. And then guess what's going to happen? You're going to find out they cheated again or they're talking to other people or they're on, they, you know, their phone has pictures of other people and all these other things, you know, and you're going to be heartbroken and devastated again, but they're going to get mileage out of that love. I hate to put it that way, but that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to get mileage and usage out of that love that you have for them because they know that you love them. I'm going to tell you something. That's a dangerous thing. It's so dangerous in the hands of the wrong person when they find out and know that that you love them and that you want to be with them. They're going to make you prove it over and over again, and it's still never going to be enough. And I just want anyone listening to my podcast to please know that you are worthy of so much more. You do not have to prove yourself worthy to people. You are worthy to the right person. And the thing about it is the right person is going to see that from the beginning. They're not going to put you through all of these tests. And I get it. You know, trauma and childhood issues and all of these things. But you know, at this point, you're an adult. And you cannot, you can't just rest on that. You can't say, oh, you don't know what I've been through and this, that, and the third. Let me tell you something. Most people are willing to work with you. People know that people aren't perfect. None of us are perfect. We all have things. We all have issues or whatever or something or things that we have to. We know that. You're just trying to get with another person who is willing to work on that with you and become a better person. No one's saying you got to be perfect when you get with them. No one's saying, oh, you better check this box, check that box or whatever. And if people are, then hey, if that's not your thing and you don't check the box, then keep moving. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is people are like, first of all, I think people just in their own mind, people get in their own mind, in their own head, and they start thinking that they got to be all of these things for people. You don't. But see, that's you inside your own head. That's why communication is so important. You don't know what the person wants from you. You don't know what they expect from you because you guys aren't talking about it. You know, a lot of times these relationships, people meet and they just whatever and everything's so quick and fast that they don't take time to get to know each other and really just talk and like really get to know each other. And so people start developing all of these things in their head about the expectations of whatever the relationship is supposed to be. And half the time it's not even supposed to be any of that. But people know you can work. See, the thing is, people are willing to work with you. Okay, so this is a thing for you or this is whatever. Let's work on that together because I like you and I want to be with you and you like me and you want to be with me. Let's work on it together. The problem is people want to be so secretive about their issues and about their problems. How do you expect anyone to help you or to be there for you or to love you or try to help you or anything if you don't share it? And I get it. I know it's scary to share. People are going to say, well, I don't want to tell people. Now, I'm not saying to go out and tell everybody that you date because it may not work out. You don't want to just be telling everybody your business. I get that. But I'm saying once you decide, okay, I really like this person and I do see this going somewhere and I do want to be with them, then like a real relationship. I'm not just saying everybody you date, you go out on a few dates because it may not work out. Only you know that. But I'm talking about when it gets to the place of, okay, I do like this person and I do want to be with this person. I think this could be the one or whatever. Let's have some real conversations about my past and what's going on. And this is how I love. How do you love? What do you need? And then we'll build on that together. That's the whole thing. You got to do it together. That's the whole point in coming together. But everybody wants to be like, no, but I'm still going to keep my little secrets over here and things. I'm not going to share all of these things, you know, and people say stuff like, you know, people will always say like, oh, well, you're never going to know someone 100%. You're never going to know. Okay, well, you know what? That may be well and good. But what I can tell you is when you really love someone, you don't mind sharing parts of yourself. You just have to feel safe enough to do that. And I feel like you can tell a person everything about yourself. When a person makes a space for you to do that and you feel safe enough to do that, you will do that. Sometimes you will tell someone things that you've never told anyone else. You know why? Because they make you feel safe. They make you feel loved and you feel like you can trust them. So people love to use that. Oh, you're never going to know anybody 100%. And I'm not going to tell you everything. And people are like, well, some things just need to be between you and God. I get that. But let me tell you something. It doesn't matter anyway, because God knows all. Even if you share it with your person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like if you're going to really have a loving, kind, truthful, meaningful relationship with a person, you have to be willing to share yourself. You just can't have all these secrets and, oh, it's just some things I'm not going to share. Now, you get to decide that. I'm not trying to say that you have to, you know, whatever you want to share. But all I'm saying is all of these secrets and lies and then them having to find out later or from someone else. Or did you know? And then you're like, no, I never knew that or whatever. You know, see, that those types of things. But the people who want to do that, that's because they want to keep secrets. So you have to make sure you listen to people. When you do meet people and you're dating people, make sure you listen to some of the things they're saying. Now, actions are important. I don't mean that. But let me tell you something. Please don't dismiss the things that they say. You need to listen because a lot of times you don't think it at the time, but people are really telling you who they are. Because they will say things and listen to the things they say at different times, no matter what's going on. A lot of times people will make comments or they will say certain things. And so people who say things like that, like, oh, you're never going to know a person 100% or something. You just got to keep between you and God. And, you know, I'm just saying, to me, that's a little bit of a red flag because those are people who are prone to keeping secrets. You know what I mean? They're prone to lying. They're already trying to tell you, like, you're not going to know everything about me and I'm not going to tell you. Because people who are really about you and really see a future with you, they're not going to say those types of things to you. Because those things aren't even going to come up because they're willing So all I'm saying is sometimes people will tell you who they are. You just have to be listening. You really do. When you have these conversations with people, listen to the things that they're telling you. Because truthfully, sometimes they really are telling you who they are and how they deal with stuff. And you just got to be listening so that you can be like, okay, got it. So I'm just, for me though, I'm not giving any chances and chances and chances. I'm done with that. I know what I want in my life. I know what I deserve in my life because I know what I give. You know what I'm saying? I know who I am. I know what I give to other people. And I deserve that in return. And I'm not going to accept anything less than that. Like, that part is over. Like, it's just done. You know, that's the thing about, you know, when you go on your journey, your spiritual awakening, whatever you want to call it, your journey, your whatever, you just change. And the things that you once would put up with, you no longer put up with. The people that you used to be around, you don't want to be around them anymore. You just see the world so differently and you just can't go back. And so a lot of people are going to know those old versions of you. They are. And they are definitely not going to like the new versions of you. They're not going to like the new version of you. They're not going to like that person who puts their foot down and has these boundaries. They're not going to like it because that old person was the one that they were able to get over on and do what they wanted to do and say what they wanted to say. And I like that person. Well, that's too bad because that person's no longer here. They're literally not here anymore. Like, you just change and you know that you're never going back. You can't even go back. You can't go back to the person that you were because you see everything so different and so clearly now. And I think that's how it should be, though, because you start to see how you were living in such an illusion. Like, you thought all of these people were your friends or that they cared about you, whether it was partners, it could be family, or if it was, you know, friends, you thought all of these people cared about you. But that's why you were always the odd one out. That's why everyone always had an issue with you, even when you haven't done anything to people. It's why, and I mean, seriously, everything starts to make sense. Everything. And it's so enlightening. I mean, it's just like someone really did lift a veil. I mean, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And so, no, there's no leeway. There's none. I don't have any to give. Like, if you do things that are going to hurt me, to belittle me, to put me down, to badmouth me to other people, whatever, that's it for you. I don't even need your sorry, honestly. Like, I don't even need it. I don't want it. I don't care. I wouldn't even want it because that just tells me who you are, what kind of person you are. And I don't want those types of people in my life. I just don't. Like, it's got to be good energy. Now, I know people are going to be like, oh, well, everybody's not going to be positive all the time. You can't have this. That. Yes, you can have whatever you want. You can't. See, that's the whole thing too. When you become spiritually enlightened, you start understanding that you create your reality. You are the co-creator. You start understanding that. So actually, you can have whatever life you want. You can have the life that you want. See, that's just another lie that, oh, well, this, that, and the third. People have fooled you and made you believe that, well, this is just a part of life and this is how it is. No, I don't subscribe to that. I don't. I'm the co-creator of my life and my life is good. It is happy. I have good friends. I have good people in my life. I have good energy. That's what I call in. That's what I say because I decide and I don't let anyone tell me what my life is going to be. You don't get to do that. See, you don't get to do that anymore. That's the thing. You have to learn that everything is an illusion. It has been an illusion. It has been a lie. So don't give people leeway to hurt you. No one gets to hurt you. No one gets to do things and then come back so that they can do it some more. We're not doing that. We're just not doing that. Know who you are. Love yourself. Know what you deserve. And know that if you are a kind, loving, giving person, that you deserve people like that in your life as well. Not these narcissistic, egotistical people who only care about self and what they want and what they're doing. Let them go find someone else who's like that because see, that's where they live. You know, that's their wheelhouse. Let them go find someone just like them. That's what they need to be around, because people like that, they flock together. That's where that saying comes from. Birds of a feather flock together. People like their own, you know, and it's not about, it's just about if you are a gossiper and you are this type of person, that's what you need to be around. If you're a user, you like those types of people. You know, you like to live in dysfunction. People who complain all the time, they like to be around other complainers. That's why they say misery loves company. See, all of this makes sense now, right? You know, you see, you start to get it when all of these little sayings make sense. You hear them your whole life. You know what I'm saying? You hear them your whole life, but then they eventually really start to make sense and just really click. They really do. So I just want the best for you. You know, at the end of the day, that's all I'm trying to say. I want the best for you. I do. I want the best for all of you. And that means knowing what's best for you, trusting yourself. That's another thing. Learn to trust yourself. Not what other people tell you, not what other people want. Trust yourself, your intuition. Trust it. It'll always show you the right way. Have a good one.